We move now to Hong Kong, and flight check-in has been suspended at Hong Kong International Airport again today as anti-government protesters stage another sit-in. The government leader Carrie Lam has warned that Hong Kong has reached a dangerous situation and that violence during protests would push it down a path of no return. Well, we're joined now on the line by Aaron McNicholas, Irish journalist who works for Bloomberg in Hong Kong. What has been happening at the airport today, Aaron?
Well, in some ways, the scenes that we're seeing today are identical to what we saw yesterday. But on the other hand, the chaotic situation seems to have escalated simply because there seems to be a conflicting information going around the airport. The airport authority released a press statement at about 5 o'clock indicating that all new check-ins were suspended. But some of the information seems to be conflicting with what is being said over the intercoms in the actual building. As a result of that, a lot of the passengers whose flights may or may not be cancelled are still trying to proceed to departure. And the protesters are quite determined to hold their position. And as a result of that, more conflicts are breaking out between the protesters and the passengers or the passengers who want to leave. So the atmosphere is a bit more angry compared to yesterday. But as with yesterday, the fact that there are so many people in there that aren't protesters means it's not very likely that the police will try to clear the area. So the scenes will most likely end without any police action, just like we saw yesterday.
On the wider issue, there's been an intervention from the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, urging the authorities in Hong Kong to exercise restraint. That's a reference, I assume, to the police response, which has so upset protesters, particularly over the course of the last weekend.
Indeed. The scenes that we saw on Sunday were some of the most violent that we have seen since the protest movement started 2 months ago. The one widely publicized incident of a woman who may have been either a first aid volunteer or a protester who was hit by what we believe to be a beanbag round at very close range. The beanbag round penetrated her goggles and it resulted in a ruptured eyeball. So that woman, as we understand, is still undergoing emergency treatment and it's not yet clear whether how much damage has been done. So that is the reason that we're seeing more protesters show up at the airport with patches or cloths over their right eye to signify just how serious that incident was. And what we heard from the UN Human Rights High Commissioner today is that the video evidence has been reviewed and they have seen credible instances of what they believe to be excessive force. So that statement is relatively new. It's not clear at the moment what that will lead to, but it does show that this is getting more international attention than we might have expected.
And are the protesters saying anything about plans for the coming days?
At the moment, the airport protest, where it's not clear at the moment how that might continue. And it's also possible that there might be another attempt to target the subway stations, which we saw during the general strike on Monday, the 5th of August. So that was a while ago. So that is another possible option. And it's also possible that the protesters might decide to target the local tax building, which they have done once during the month of June, essentially with the idea being that they want to suspend the normal operations of the government. So there might well be another attempt as soon as this week to occupy the area around that tax building to try and suspend the normal operations of the government, at least to a limited extent. So the plans are being, I guess, hashed by a group of people who want to keep their plans as unpredictable as possible for their own benefit. So it's not possible to say exactly what will happen, but certainly there's no expectation that this is going to stop anytime soon.
Aaron, thank you very much for joining us on the News at One from Hong Kong today.